do and how they do it. And it's just, that's one of those things to put to bed. I was talking to my wife not too long ago. We're like, you know, when you own a home, you know this, Will. Landon, pay attention to this. Something's going to go wrong. You know, you're going to have a leak somewhere. It's going to be the hot water heater. Everybody's hot water. It's going to be the, you know, something, the plumbing. Like, something's going to go wrong all the time. Well, I just know now when it's heating and air, I got my guys. I got the dudes. I just call the man. The man being Chris, the man being Ben, the man being the good folks at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. And I got to tell you, man, that makes it so much better. If you want to save thousands on an HVAC system, Armstrong, they are the preferred dealer. They're your Armstrong specialist here. Those are made right here in South Carolina. And so if your machine's 10 years or older and the energy tax credits, those end in December. Most of them end in December. And they got utility rebates right now available, free estimates, flexible financing. They're going to give you $400 off the new install right off the bat. So schedule today. Field Supervisor Pete, he's going to come by. He's going to get your quote and get you a free bottle of furnace fuel. Good friends at BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com, BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com, and ask about the Armstrong Air Specialist and how they can help you out. And their website's really, really good, no doubt. All right, hour two, Milt Louder in 18 minutes. Let me get Delvin's been very, very patient with us. Good morning, Delvin. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Blessed, buddy. Very blessed.
You talking about a team that's not in the top 25, y'all talking about the beginning time. I'm looking at Louisville. It's something about Joe Brumman quarterback that he always get the best out of.
He does, and they've had that in the past. Samuel always talks about that in the past, and I get that. And I think they've got the best player in the league. And we saw that last year. I think Isaac Brown is an absolute superstar and is going to have a 1,500 yards rushing, 15 touchdown kind of year. And so you talk about helping quarterbacks. Well, what helps a quarterback is if you get that kind of run game, and they're going to run the football. And the other thing is, schedule-wise, you know, they get Clemson at home. They do got to go to SMU. They got to go to Miami, but they got Eastern Kentucky and James Madison, Bowling Green starting out. They're going to be 3-0. And then you go to Pittsburgh. That's winnable. Virginia's winnable. Like, you could be 5-0, head down to Miami, and that'd be a big game. So you get Boston College, Virginia Tech, and Cal, and those are all winnable football games. I'll tell you, that November 14th, Clemson on a Friday night, like, that could be a big football game. November. Yeah.
Yeah. That's one team I was looking at. Yeah. That 9-25 that can jump in there. I think Texas A&M always going to be in the top 25. They always get the benefit of the doubt.
A&M, they got that. And let me mention one thing about Louisville. I have been to Clemson-Louisville games in Louisville, which Louisville was really good. And that stadium can get rocking, all right? I've been there where Louisville is not very good, and it's not a very difficult place to play. So my point of saying that is, let's assume that they beat Eastern Kentucky and James Madison and Bowling Green. Let's assume that they beat Pittsburgh, beat Virginia, lose to Miami on the road, but beat Boston College and Virginia Tech and Cal. And all of a sudden, now you're 8-1 and hosting Clemson, and you're ranked about 15th in the country. But that feels different than, let's assume you lose to Pittsburgh, and you lose to Miami, and you drop one of them you shouldn't be, and now all of a sudden you're 5-4 or 6-3 or 5-4. Like, that's a totally different environment that you're stepping into on a Friday night. So that's why, you see, it's totally different.
Yeah, I agree with you about that. It's kind of crazy, man.
Yep.
I can't believe this, man. Next week, we're going to be previewing Week 0 game for Fresno State in Kansas and two top 25 teams in Dublin next week.
Yep. You're going to watch it, man. It's going to be a heck of a lot of fun that we'll see two ranked teams going out.
So basically, this is the last week without college football.
Yep. I like looking at it like that.
Last weekend when I caught football.
Yes, sir.
Next weekend, we caught football.
Yeah. Can't wait, man. Can't wait. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, I heard y'all talk about the academy. It's interesting. I mean, they both had a good team last year. I don't know nothing about them, but I wouldn't be surprised if one of them end up in the top 25 at the end of the season.
Wouldn't surprise me. Top 25 for sure. Wouldn't surprise me. They've got something building. You know, they've got a great sale there. And they've got stability in those two staffs now, which is something they hadn't always had. Yeah.
And they're in the conference now, so you can play for good opponents.
You can play for a conference championship now, and you getting a playoff now if it goes right for you. Yeah. Awful lot to sell, no doubt. And two beautiful places, no doubt about that.
Yeah. Well, thanks for my call.
Thank you, Dale. Appreciate the phone call. I want to ask you guys, Miller Moss. So everybody, what they did last year, Tyler Shook last year goes 3,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, 6 picks. And everybody says, oh, man, Jeff Brohm. And what he did at Purdue. Don't forget, he did some great things with Purdue quarterbacks. But now Miller Moss, the guy who got beat out at Southern Cal, is going to be the starter now. Let me remind you, because I don't know what you guys expect from Miller Moss this year. Last year, Miller Moss, 2,500 yards, 18 touchdowns, 9 picks. And just threw it the other team a few too many times in there. If you remember the LSU game last year, he goes 27-36 for 378, a touchdown, no picks. We thought, man, Miller Moss could be in a Heisman deal. We didn't know that by October he'd been beaten out, right? And couldn't stop throwing the other team. Threw 2 picks against Minnesota and a loss. Threw 3 picks against Washington and a loss. So I'll ask you, what's the expectation, Will, for Miller Moss in Louisville? Is the quarterback whisperer going to do the job and turn Miller Moss back into the guy we saw against LSU last year?
I'm going to say yes. If you look at what happened with Tyler Shuck, there was not a lot of people that were saying that he was going to be a serviceable quarterback after where was he? Oregon and Texas Tech, I believe. Yeah. Jeff Brohm's just got – he's got something. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's hypnosis or something a little more technical, but he's going to be improved at the end of the season versus last year.
All right. I don't think this is an elite wide receiver core. I think it's a solid wide receiver core. Chris Bell's a good receiver. Lacey has had a decent career so far. They have it very experienced. And here's one thing I want to tell you this. I didn't know this until I looked it up just now. Let me just give you just the years of their projected starting lineup, all right, on offense. Senior, redshirt senior, redshirt senior, redshirt senior, graduate student, redshirt senior, redshirt senior, redshirt senior, senior, redshirt senior, and Isaac Brown, the true sophomore.
These are receivers.
No, this is the offense.
Oh.
You got 10 seniors.
Wow.
And a sophomore. You talk about get old, stay old on defense. Ready? Redshirt senior, redshirt senior, graduate student, redshirt junior, junior, senior, senior, redshirt senior, redshirt senior, senior, and redshirt senior. You have, of the starting 22, you have 19 seniors starting at Louisville.
And 2 juniors.
Yeah, 2 juniors and a sophomore. One's a redshirt junior, by the way. You get 20 of your 22 are in at least their 4th year in college football.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Kind of feels like it's this year or bust a little bit for him over there. And I feel like Moss is going to be purely, you know, scheme dependent. I think you look at Lincoln Riley, he's produced a lot of good quarterbacks, but they've always been interception prone because it's – You're throwing the ball almost the entire time, right? And he wants gunslingers. He wants someone that's just going to put the ball in the air, let it fly. And I feel like we saw it last year with Shuck. It's pretty methodical, kind of a smart game plan. You don't be a little dangerous with the ball. And I think that's what Brown will do with Miller Moss too.
I did not realize it till just now looking that up. I don't think I've ever seen 19 of 22 seniors on a 2-deep, on a starting lineup.
You'd never see that before the transfer portal.
No. No. Now, the other part of it is, let me see what I'm saying this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 of those were guys that transferred in. Not all of them this year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 this year, 6 that transferred in last year. The guys that came in. So, 14 of your 22 didn't even start in your program. Started elsewhere, which is, you know, kind of a low number for most college football, it seems like nowadays. But anyway, that's interesting, huh? Very interesting. Miller Moss, we'll see. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Let's see. Texas that love everything said, Mickey 100%. I don't know what I'm talking about that. All those about Venmo stuff. I think we got all that on there for sure. Anyway, 654-ROAR. All right, I got a couple things here. Clemson's football. I'm going to get in this after Milt Lauder. I'm going to throw this out there now and get more out after Milt Lauder. I think that fans, their initial reaction, when we're talking about alcohol sales, we all know that's coming. Here's what they said about alcohol sales quickly. Alcoholic beverages will be available for purchase at Aramark concession stands and kiosks in the fall events. Clemson initially began piloting these in the athletic venues in the spring, including football spring game, select baseball and softball games, as well as Savannah Banana games. The expansion aims to add the additional amenity for fans promoting responsible consumption. Fans can review detailed safety policies and procedures at ClemsonTigers.com. Rollout plan includes input of university administrations, public safety officials, industry experts from Aramark, Sports Entertainment, and Clemson Ventures. Clemson has secured necessary permits from State of South Carolina Department of Revenue, which sells alcohol, blah, blah. You've got a designated driver program now set up that you can register to be a designated driver, and they're going to give you complimentary non-alcoholic beverage at these deals. So you know all that. I don't anticipate – I think you'll see micro aggressions. I don't think you'll see big blow-ups. I think you'll see security take care of anything big. But you'll notice a little bit around you, I would guess. The other one is gathering at the Paul. Snapbook, hang on because I'm coming to you. In accordance to ACC's revised sportsmanship policy, the fines for schools entering the field up to $200,000 per occurrence. The gathering at the Paul will begin at the conclusion of the alma mater. Fans stay in their seat and then may access the field via the hill and the west stands once the alma mater is complete. As always, fans be respectful for all visitors and athletic venues. So that's, you know, hopefully that will be the case and everybody will behave. You're not going to like it. I get it at first, but this can be a new tradition and a new way of thinking. And obviously, player safety, especially for the opponent, let's make sure you got that right. Snaphook's up next, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Snaphook. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Mickey Lauder. How are you?
Blessed. Very blessed.
Blessed and highly favored.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt.
Mickey, I got a tough question for you, and I don't know if you can answer it yet. I mean, we haven't played a down of football yet, but you've been to practice. You've had, you know, friends, insiders, colleagues that have been to practice. Out of the, I would say, top to bottom, probably in the top five of receiver rooms in college football, how would you rank our receivers based on talent and production and playing time from top to bottom? And I'll take it out there, bro.
You hold on, no, how far do you go? Before you go, you want me to rank like Antonio Williams 1, 2, you know, West Coast.
Exactly.
Okay, yeah, I can do that. I can do that for sure. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate the phone call. Yes, sir.
All right, man.
All right, I'm gonna go. To me, this is very simple. And guys, get your rankings ready as well. As far as productivity goes, it's not drafting in the NFL. Antonio Williams is gonna be number 1, West Coast 2, Moore 3, Brown 4. Turner 5, Smith 6. That's it. Preston won't play this year. Those are 6 scholarship wide receivers. Again, Antonio Williams number 1, TJ Moore, Bryant Wesco number 2, TJ Moore number 3, Tyler Brown number 4, Cole Turner number 5, and Smith, the transfer number 6. Will?
I would only switch Turner and Smith.
Okay. Think Smith's gonna Tristan Smith's gonna come in, and
I think you're gonna see him red zone opportunities, things like that. I don't think he's gonna have necessarily more yards than Cole Turner, yeah. But I think he'll have more touchdowns.
Landman,
I think I agree with Will there. I think you bring him in for a reason, right? The 6'5" guy. You try to mix him in the best way you can. I can honestly even see him getting a little bit more looks than Tyler Brown in certain cases and certain opportunities where he could be the fourth guy that they try to go to. But that top three, it's untouchable. It's going to be those three guys pretty much the bulk of the year, with a mixture of Turner, Smith, and Brown anywhere else.
Totally agree. Good stuff. Hey, my great friends, Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PATTX.com, 864-859-8289. We love the Patterson Tax Service. We love everything about the Patterson Tax Service. I love the fact that they save me money. I love the fact we've gotten right LLC, my right payroll situation, tax planning, tax evaluation. This is exactly what I'm talking about. We love the Patterson Tax Service. Love the fact that these experts have taken and maximized everything, every dime I can squeeze out of this thing. They can do it for your company. They can do it for your family. Back taxes, amended taxes, doing on any extensions of your taxes, let them take care of that. Forming your LLCs, forming your 501c3s, your daily, weekly, monthly accounting and tracking of everything, all your bookkeeping, all your payroll, they do it. They do a great job of it, and they get you back with your family and your clients and your employees and making sure you get more time. So Patterson Tax Service, 864-859-8289. It's a great time to go by and see those good folks. When we come back, Dr. Milt Louder will join us. A Moment with Milt, our sports and performance psychologist. If you have a question for Milt, text it in. Adams Grove, text line 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Much more to this.
Hello, Medicare recipients and ROAR listeners. Gary Mahaffey here with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. This time of year, most of us are trying to work in vacation, lamenting about our Braves, and anticipating a huge college year out of the Tigers, Gamecocks, and Dawgs. The last thing we want to think about is Medicare, and I get it. I will encourage you, however, to find at least a few minutes to think about your health care situation. For instance, if you already have Medicare, do you know if you have the best plan for your individual needs? If Medicare is just around the bend for you as a turning 65 person or through disability, are you up on your responsibilities here? Do you have a good agent or any agent at all? If you see yourself in any of these scenarios, please give us a call today at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484. And remember, all of my services come at no cost to you. And have a great summer.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
When you need plumbing and drain services, call Roto-Rooter and get the problem fixed fast. Roto-Rooter is locally owned and operated. We've been making troubles go down the drain since 1935, and you can count on us for reliable service at your home or business. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO. That's 1-800-GET-ROTO or schedule service online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit EngineersSleep.com.
We're here with Eric Snyder, Snyder Tree Care. Eric, for folks that want to learn more about working at Snyder Tree Care, how do they reach you? What's the best way to go about this?
We're easy to find. You can get us online at SchneiderTree.com. That's SchneiderTree.com. Or call us. The office number, 864-244-3088. Online's probably the best way. You can fill out an application there or come by the office. If you want to work with us, we'd be happy to have a conversation with you.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Lay back and smell the sun, warm up the Georgia pie. It's so good to be taking it easy. Why would I ever leave? 'Cause I know I got some good friends that live down the street. Got a good looking woman with her arms around me. Here in a small town where it feels like home, I got everything.
Can't wait to get with Dr. Louder. Hey, quickly, you guys buy into that deal that that breakfast is the most important meal of the day? Yeah, is that a universally understood thing? Y'all buying that? You're not arguing with that? All right, there you go. Biscuits, croissants, English muffins, breakfast burritos. Get it done. Get it done with the breakfast meal deals. They've got these biggie bundle bags, and they're doing a great job with that. They're saving you money. There's a bunch of great things happening. Hey, don't forget about their seasoned potatoes. And because you got to start the day off right there as well. Cold coffee, hot coffee. Getting your day started over at Wendy's and doing it for the $2 for $3 Biggie Bundle Bag. We love our great friends over at Wendy's. And don't forget, if you've already had breakfast, they'll serve you some lunch later today. They'll even get you a little frosty later, a little mid-afternoon frosty. Nothing like that. Like a little two in the afternoon frosty. Yeah, they'll do that for you. We're great friends at Wendy's. A moment with Milt. Dr. Milt Louder, sports performance psychologist, Amplus.com. Good morning, Dr. Louder. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, good morning, Mickey. Doing great. Hope you guys are.
Awesome. Are you local today? Are you internationally traveling
today? I am in Greenville. Good. Yeah, I've been on the road a decent amount, but I'm in Greenville today.
Good. Glad to have you here.
Good thing.
Yes, yes. Always homegrown. Always good to be home.
Yes, sir.
We hear this adage. This is something you and I don't think we've talked about in the past. We hear this adage. Somebody comes back from an ACL and they go, you know, it's not just the physical part of it. It's the mental part of it, the trust part of it. And you got to get to the mental hurdle of it. I'll ask you your thoughts on that. How often that's come up with you working with athletes and that idea of what's the mental side and how do you attack that coming back from a physical injury?
Yeah, I think one, Mickey, it's just a significant traumatic event for the athlete. And so, you know, when that athlete is injured, some of the people we work with have never been injured before. You know, the same thing as dealing with trauma in our personal life, the same thing as a traumatic event for that athlete in their athletic life. And so really understanding what are the psychological factors, what are our common responses? You've heard me talk about this before, the uncommon events in our life, and how does it affect us mentally and physically and spiritually and emotionally and relationally and behaviorally? The hard part about an athletic injury, And for those of us who have trauma in our life, when you're the only person that experiences that event, it's very isolating, it's very lonely, it's very discouraging. And so the hard part for our athletes that are injured is this event has happened to them. Now, we've got a great support team, especially over at Clemson, that cares for our athletes deeply and meaningfully and hits every aspect of their mental and physical and spiritual well-being. But think about the athlete who is injured. Not only do they have to deal with the injury, they have constant reminders every day of what they're not able to do. Most of the way our athletes deal with the stress and anxiety of performing at a very high level is to play their sport. So now you've taken them away from their sport. They can't play their sport. They're isolated in terms of the sense of connection and belonging with their team. They're still around the team, but they can't participate. So they have constant reminders of what they're missing. And then now they have to deal with the injury itself. And the mental, the gains are so small. Thinking about an ACL, how long it takes, 4 to 6 months. The gains are so small. The pain is so intense that once you deal with the trauma and experience the mental and the physical, the spiritual, the emotional, relational, behavioral factors of that trauma, now you get in the mindset of recovery. And the gains are so small and the grind is so difficult. There's a lot of doubt, a lot of anxiety about the future, a lot of hesitation, a lot of uncertainty. And so that's why the mental part of recovery, whether that's an injury, whether that's to an illness, to, you know, the layperson, that's how the mental game and the mind can play such an important factor in the recovery or impede it, to be quite honest.
Take it a step farther, and my guess here is, I'll let you give me the professional on this, is that it's an individual thing. We have seen trauma and tragedy strike, and athletes use that to say, I need to walk away. I need to step away from the game a little bit. We've also seen it where an athlete can that night, I want to go honor, you know, you lose a loved one or something tragic happened. I want to go, you know, play in the honor of all that. Channeling that feels to be like just the individual and how you can handle it, how you compartmentalize it. You talked about it before, how like one of the most important things you do is do what you love doing. But there's grieving, there's things going on. I'll get your thoughts on you know, how different athletes handle different types of trauma and sit out or play or how long those kind of things hang around with you.
Yeah, I think one of the things we've learned, Mickey, there's no right or wrong way to grieve. You know, there's you know, we got to look at the parameters and boundaries of what is quote-unquote normal grieving. But we all grieve in our own way based on our previous experience of trauma, based on our relationships, based on our mindset, based on our current psychological state, and understanding where each person is in that grieving process that Kubler-Ross has kind of identified so many years ago about denial and anger and bargaining and depression and acceptance. And some people kind of move through it real quickly. Some people in that response to trauma, I can think of, you know, many examples where players channel that energy and try to honor that. Now, I think sustaining that over time is really difficult because you're playing, what's the right way to say this? The pressure to quote unquote honor the person who is no longer living, right. Those expectations, that's really a ton of pressure to put on someone. And you can see people trying too hard.
But it's amazing like how we perceive all of that and how like our minds are the motivation part of it. But I guess the one thing that you said in that first part, it was like, man, it's still what we do. It's what we love to do. You know, we do this sometimes. Well, they would have wanted me to play, you know, like, yeah. Really? I'll tell my wife, yeah, go on. Yeah. Marry somebody else if something happens to me. But deep down, I'm like, I don't know. But yeah. Well, they would have wanted me to play. Right. I guess kind of, we can just fit that into what we kind of want to. That's like our want sometimes too.
You know, that, Mickey.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, I lost it for just a second. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's almost like we. I was saying, like we fit. Like we want to play, so we can say, well, they would have wanted me to play. You know.
Well, we can justify our behaviors, but I think that's why relationships. I mean, we're shifting gears here a little bit. That you're communicating those wants and those needs and those desires, and you know, as difficult as it is to talk about, hey, what if? That you just free people up and you remove the burden of expectations of what they think you want. And you just communicate. That's why it's so important in our relationships to let your children, to let your family members know, to let people that you care about, hey, here's, I love you and I care about you and here's what I'm proud of and hey, here's why growth mindset is so important. You know, I think I've told you, I got songs for each one of my kids and my son's song is something to be proud of. And it was kind of a morbid thought when he was 2 years old that, hey, what happens if I pass away? You know, is he going to spend his whole life thinking, hey, would my dad be proud of this? Or would my dad be proud of this? And so that song says, if all you've ever done is the best you can, then you did it, man. So there's never any doubt with my children of whether I'm going to be proud of them in their future life. If they put forth their effort, they try to honor God and honor others and do the best they can. So that's a way we got to be able to communicate our expectations of others and our goals and our wishes and our dreams. And so they aren't kind of guessing, would they be proud? Would they want me to do this? Would they not want me to do this? And kind of being haunted by this image in their mind of what I think they want me to do.
A mutual friend of ours texted in and said, Milt is a genius. Of course he is. Also, I get this one for you now.
That can't be any friend of mine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it is. You know I'm here.
That cannot be any friend of mine.
I also love this one. This says, Milt is coming to speak to our Young Farmers and Ranchers Conference in Charleston this February. Looking forward to it. Have great memories of my dad would go talk to his dad at the feed store they owned in Oswego, and that is Heath Wilson in Maysville,
man.
South Carolina. So,
take me back to my roots, homegrown. I'm so honored to, you know, the land and people and what I do, and to be able to speak to these young farmers and ranchers, and especially someone that knows my father and takes me back to Louder Brothers Gin Company. Thank you for sharing that.
You know what? And I've lived in the state almost all my life. Don't know where Maysville, South Carolina is, and don't know where Oswego. Are those? That's all.
You
Summer County?
It's Oswego. Oswego. You were missing out. Next time you head to the beach from Columbia, you know, you take 378 bypass out of Sumter. You hit Highway 15. I grew up on Highway 15. The next one is Highway 401 North. Take a left there. It runs you dead to Oswego. And the only thing there growing up was a post office, a water tower, and the Louder Brothers Gin Company. So, and then you keep going a little bit farther on 76 bypass, 378. You hit Highway 76, take a left, and it'll run you straight to Maysville.
Of course. Of course. Absolutely. All right. Our friend Dennis from Arthrex writes us in. He's having had shoulder surgery. How do I contact athletes mentally ready to know they're going to take a hit and it can be re-injured again? Yeah, if you got a shoulder kind of deal, the opponent, it might even target that a little bit. Like, you're knowing, man, mentally this thing's going to be tested. But I guess if you got good stuff like Arthrex, then maybe you feel good about the equipment that's inside of your baby.
Yeah, so it's learning to trust the game again, and it's what we do so often. We teach them the mental skills, right, to kind of stay focused on the present moment. How do I quiet my mind? How do I get my brain working for me? How do I not let those emotions? And what we usually experience when we think about the future is anticipatory anxiety. So I anticipate something bad is going to happen, and we tend to, after an injury, your brain, we tend to become hypervigilant. We become very focused on the threats to our safety and security. It's how our brains were created to protect us. And so especially after an injury, I'm so focused on the threat. I'm so focused on what if. I remember one of my first athletes, I worked with Clemson, had a significant injury, and you know, this is 05, 06, and we're trying to get him back. And just this, hey, I got to go across the middle, what if? What if? And we tend to ask that question, what if? And you've heard me talk a lot of this about this a lot, Mickey, from a position of weakness. And so what if? We answer that in a negative way. So I'm a cognitive behavioral psychologist. So what are the cognitions? What are the thoughts? What evidence do we have to support those thoughts? And how do we overcome that fear? So how do we get my mind and body working together to stay focused on the things I can control, to stay focused on the present moment, and to let go, in my perspective, let go of the things I cannot control, let God take care of those, and just have the courage and confidence to give each play a life of its own.
You know, one of the most amazing things I see, and I'm fascinated by it, someone goes down at a football game, and there's that head or neck precautionary stuff you're going. They bring the ambulance out. They take the helmet. They undo the helmet and with screwdrivers and drills, and then they put this neck brace on. And both teams are out there, and you know the person's off the field, and the place is deafening silence. And then 2 minutes later, we got to go knock the stew out of each other again. It's like, oh, man, like that's a challenge, right? You're sitting there praying for the guy that he's going to live and be okay and walk. And now, all right, well, let's go do it again. Let's go beat each other's brains out again. It's crazy.
Well, Mickey, that's another reason why sport is such a microcosm of life.
Yeah.
When we have a significant traumatic event in our life, the good and bad of life, as life goes on. And for that person or that family who was injured or that family who lost a loved one, life is never going to be the same. And the good and bad of life is life forces you to get back in the game. And I think that's when I think about those events. I just remember walking off the field with Mike Williams way back when and how terrifying that was for him and his family. And you could hear the roars echoing, you know, underneath when I was underneath the stadium. And I think that's the good and bad of life. And permission to grieve, permission to be human, but permission to get busy living as well.
All right, let me promote Amplis. Tell me how I did. You've got a great podcast out right now, Embracing Change. I was talking to a young person the other day about, man, embrace change is good. Change is fun. If we didn't have a change, life would be so boring. Embrace change. That's episode 341. I can't wait to listen to it. Anything else I need to promote? Amplos, man, you guys are doing an unbelievable job. The 10 for 12, Milpon, all your sports psychology, your organizational psychology. How did I do?
You did great. You know, one thing, if I can, from Milpon, we are having a wedding open house on Sunday, August 23rd. So if we're trying to get some weddings to use that environment at Milpon for your special day, and so I think it's on social media channels. So it's we have some wedding planners and vendors coming out there, and so I think it's August 24th. I think that's a couple of Sundays from now.
Well, I need to get into business then. You're gonna charge less than $1 million. I see people saying, man, we paid $200,000 this wedding in the venue. And I'm like, what? Yeah, good job, man. No, you'll charge less than $2 million to come do it there. So the 24th.
Yes.
24th. Look it up, Milpon, for sure. Hey, I can't thank you enough. I hope things are well with you and your family and your wife. And let's get together. Let's do this again next Tuesday.
Absolutely. Thanks, Mickey.
Thank you, Doc. Dr. Milt Louder, Amplis.com. A moment with Milt. Short break, much more to this.
When the chips are down and the games are close, the 2025 Atlanta Braves don't give up the fight.
Ozuna sends one soaring to deep left field. That's got wings and an engine, and it's 3-1 Braves.
The Upstate's home for Atlanta Braves baseball all season long. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
60 years is a long time, especially when you're talking about how long a company has been in business. But that's exactly how long Joe Roberson and Son have been servicing and installing roofs right here in the upstate. 60 years. That means that many of the roofs you see every day, your neighbors, the roof at your favorite restaurant, or even the roofs you're driving past right now are likely a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Now you might be wondering why so many people here in the upstate have chosen Joe Roberson and Son for their roofing needs for 6 decades. And the answer is simple. They were founded on the principles of providing quality workmanship, fair pricing, and complete customer satisfaction. When you work with them, you won't pay a single dime until the job's been completed to your satisfaction. So if you have any roofing needs, do what so many people in the upstate have done for the past 60 years. Make it a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Call 246-0886. That's 246-0886. Or visit robersonroofing.net.
It's bow time.
Introducing Bojangles' new breakfast burrito. It's your favorite crispy bow rounds, savory sausage, fluffy eggs, cheese, and southern gravy all wrapped in a warm flour tortilla. But hurry, it's here for a limited time.
It's bow time.
When you're out on the water, peace of mind is priceless. That's where Towboat US comes in. With membership starting at just $109 a year, you get on-water towing, jump starts, fuel delivery, and soft ungrounding for any freshwater adventure. Plus, we also offer boat salvage and boat recovery, boat transportation, and on-water training. Remember, we're here for you when you need us. Trust Towboat US to keep your boating experiences smooth and worry-free. Check HartwellLakeServices.com now.
Looking for a big new game to play? Well, there's no game bigger than the new dino-sized Jurassic Park scratch-off game from the South Carolina Education Lottery, which gives you a chance to win up to $200,000 instantly. And if that weren't enough, you can enter for a chance to win an exciting trip to beautiful Hawaii, where you could win up to $1 million. So get down to your local lottery retailer today, and welcome to Jurassic Park. For game odds and details, visit sceducationlottery.com or the Players Club app.
Another football season is here, and it's time to get Palmetto Party Experience on your team. From coolers to chairs, TVs, tents, and tables, we've got everything you need for a hassle-free tailgate. Whether it's a single game, multi-game, or full season, we've got a package to fit your plans. Our team delivers professional, reliable service so you can enjoy a stress-free and unforgettable game day. Check us out at PalmettoPartyEX.com. That's PalmettoPartyEX.com.
Book today!
Be part of a winning team that's making a difference in your community at Arthrex. From creating thousands of new jobs and significant campus expansions to fostering educational partnerships and philanthropic contributions, Arthrex is proud to be growing and investing in Anderson County. Experience an exciting career with a company that's dedicated to healthcare technology innovation and making people's lives better. Check out available jobs at careers.arthrex.com. No manufacturing experience required.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
At Grass Nerds, we keep your yard green and free of weeds and pests. Are you tired of feeling like your grass is a lost cause? Ready to love your lawn again? With the fall weather approaching, now's the perfect time for fescue overseeding. Don't let your lawn go bare this fall. Contact Grass Nerds today to schedule your fescue overseeding before spots fill up. And get ready to enjoy a stunning lawn that's the envy of the neighborhood. Call us now or visit our website at grassnerds.com.
Before we know it, the team will be running down the hill and another great season of Clemson football will be here. Get your RV spot secured now with Clemson Hills RV Club. Really close to the stadium side of campus, they offer full hookup with 50-amp service, along with 30 acres of trails and creeks, as well as unforgettable mountain views. Clemson Hills RV Club is your place to park your RV this season. Find out more at ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. That's ClemsonHillsRVClub.com. Go Tigers!
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Plyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar, I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Got a great stuff for you today. Griff Flooring Center, they welcome you with open arms. They also welcome you at 12 months, same as cash right now on your next project. So you go to Calhoun Memorial Highway right there across from Toyota of Easley, and you can take that photo of your room and do that floor visualizer app. That's really cool. The knowledgeable, experienced staff, the best prices, the best products, you're going to get the very best from these good folks. Think about that. Think about how they can help you out. It's our great friends over at Greer Flooring Center. Griff Flooring Center has everything you look for. The professional installation is very important. It's got to be done right. That'll be great. The competitive pricing, the great products, the area rugs, custom area rugs, along with the solid hardwoods and engineered wood and tile and flooring. They'll take care of you. That tile stuff, that's interesting to me. And, you know, we got hardwoods everywhere, so area rugs, very, very important. Find it all at Griff Flooring, Griff Flooring Center over in Greer and right here in Easley. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. I already had a text from someone said, my daughter is a wedding planner and we'll be there on that Sunday. That's good. I'm glad we provided that little service. That's really cool. 94-94 said, just tuning in, I'm assuming that John Moneyball Mateer has been discussed. Can he really be that dumb? Yeah, we just spent a whole segment at 6:45. Check that out on the podcast. You can check out all of our shows on the podcast. We talked about it. And in summary, what I told him was, you know, in case you missed the story, starting Oklahoma quarterback John Mateer when he was at Washington State, there's a Venmo memo. Is that the best way to put it? You know, the memo on the checks?
Yeah.
For what the money was paid for. It says sports gambling. That's a public thing. He might not have been as public, but that doesn't mean he's guilty either. You know, he paid. We don't know how much he paid the gentleman on there. We don't know if it was for did he bet on the Kentucky Derby with a buddy? Did he bet on a golf match earlier that day where it was a $5 Nassau? You know, it doesn't necessarily mean he was throwing games at Washington State as a redshirt. I mean, he's a true freshman. It's true freshman season. But it is dumb if he did do that. But there's other memos people put in there, you know, for the joking around. And there's quarterbacks, and we saw that from college football. So it doesn't mean he's guilty. But I will say this. You know, proving all that and what all. I don't, if I'm Oklahoma, I'm not worried. I'm much more worried about the schedule. Moving on, there is a not rumor. I should say rumor. According to some folks close to the program at Clemson, Walker Parks got hurt in practice in the scrimmage on Saturday, and there is a chance he could be out for a significant amount of time. Remember, Walker Parks has just had so many injuries through the years, and the guy's just trying to come back for another season. And I just feel bad if this is the case and if it's a serious injury moving forward. An offensive lineman has been counted on, a guy's played a ton of football here in that redshirt senior year, and you hate to see it end in a preseason camp if it did end that way, but we'll keep an eye on it. Dabo will be asked about it, I'm sure. Let me give you that the next time Dabo they'll be available for it. But Walker Parks, we know are being told from good sources, good authority, that he did suffer an injury, and we'll wait on Dabo, who will meet with the media today. Is the what's day? The 12th. He'll meet with the media again on Thursday, so we'll get an update from him on Walker Parks. And man, that's just awful news there. And the other thing we talked about a little bit on the show, and I'm surprised I've not gotten a little more. Most of our texts this morning have been about the other subjects we've been discussing, like ranking Clemson's wide receivers. 86-18 said T.J. Moore's a possession receiver. Wesco's a big play guy. That being said, T.J. will have a bigger role this season. May not be the big long plays, but we'll get some more targets, catches, and snaps. Yeah, I agree with all that. I just think Wesco looks explosive, man. And I changed my mind at practice going into the year. I felt it was more than Wesco. After watching practice the other day, man, Wesco looks explosive and bigger and stronger and all that. But both those guys, I think you'll see very similar numbers coming from both those guys. And then the other thing, and Tony Morrell is going to join us talking Gamecock football, just kicking off the next hour. The other thing was that Clemson announced, you know, their policies with gathering at the Paw and with alcohol and designated drivers. And oh, by the way, handrails. You'll see handrails, which they needed handrails, helping folks up and out of the stadium and all that. So that was some of the things that was mentioned. I do get this occasionally. I do get there is a conspiracy theory out there all the time. Everybody's wanting to blame everything else. And there's also a kind of a defeatist attitude maybe. I think it's a little bit of human nature. Is they're out to get us, man. Oh, they're going to take away more of my civil liberties. Oh, they're going to take this away from him, take that away from him. There's, I don't know if that's a victim mentality, maybe, but there's that, oh, look, they're going to take this away. Next thing you know, they're going to do this, this, and this. It'll be pass outs, it'll be this, this, and this. I think if you look at it just from a common sense, logistical, safety, disaster plan, I think you can understand. I mean, I have gone on that field hundreds of times. Now I have the unbelievable pleasure. My son, I take him on the field. And I'd hate for him to ever have to miss that. And to be able to get his picture made with the player, to run around the field after the game and see it all, that's just awesome. And it's unique because a lot of the places you can't do it. But they're not saying that you can't do that right now. What they're saying is the Atlantic Coast Conference is worried about the safety of players and coaches, specifically the players and coaches of other teams. And not even of other teams, though. I mean, look, I watched a long, long time ago, I watched a man come out of stands and stab Steffi Graf at, like, the French Open or something, or Wimbledon, whatever that was. Like, you've got idiots out there. I know we got metal detectors and all that, but you've got idiots out there. And all it takes is one, and we've been very lucky for the most part. But you see storm court rushing and players pushing fans and fans pushing players and spitting at each other and all that. I mean, you just got idiots. And so this is – I don't want to go take off my shoes when I go to the airport. I don't want to go get all that search, but I'm willing to do that because I don't want an idiot, you know, making a big major deal on my flight. And I hate to be this way, but I think if you just look at it, take the glasses off of they're taking away all of our rights and all of our liberties and all that, and just put yourself in your shoes and just go, just from a disaster emergency planning, let's just get the opposing team off the field first, and then let's do it. But we don't do that, man. We and not everybody, but we just, you'll still get folks out there. Oh no, they're taking us away. Next they're gonna do this and this. I don't know, man. I don't think. Look, I know Graham Neff well. I know several members of the board. I know, like, I don't think they're out there going, man, hey, how can we screw the fans over this time? Let's really make them mad, man. What do y'all want to do? You want to take away this? Yeah, let's do that. I don't think they're doing that.
Suckers.
We'll show them. We'll show them the power. You know, I don't think that's the case. I think that the world, man, is just one lunatic doing something dumb. You know. 4039 says, not to mention all these players are now investments. You got to protect your investments. Boy, oh boy. Hadn't thought about that. 8940 says, I totally agree, Mickey. No problem with waiting a minute or whatever. Yeah, a couple of minutes. Sing the alma mater. A couple of minutes. Let's get the other team off the field. A couple of minutes. And then go hopefully do all that. 1213 said, absolutely right, Mickey. From a common sense standpoint, I'm shocked it hadn't happened sooner. We did this yesterday, Will. You know, there's a time where NHL goalies didn't wear masks. The time when baseball players didn't wear helmets. We're talking about the padding on top of the helmets now. What do we call those paddings, Landon?
The guardian caps.
Guardian caps. Like, when's that going to be? But there's a time in there where we didn't do it. Like, yeah, we did it for a long time here. But we're still going to be able to go on the field right now. You know? 9494 said, the same people complain about once wanting to leave the ACC. They don't realize that we charge every time we go on the field in the SEC. You had to work that out. I don't think it's some sort of let's find a way to spoil the fun. The fun police aren't out there. Let's just find a way to do that. Texture said, yeah, with more alcohol now, they're going to use this to take away it for future. I don't believe that. I think they want to, because here's the thing. You're competing against TV. If you're home watching on television, you can't go on the field. So this is another reason why they want you there. It's another great perk. My son's going to love going back out there. My daughter's never been to a game yet. Can't wait to take her this year, maybe. Take her out on the field and let her run around with the cheerleaders and the band and all that's going on, you know? I don't think they're out there just to completely just screw you over.
I think they're trying to preserve it.
Yes. That's a great way of looking at it. My friend Dave said, when we win the game, you really think that they'll be able to hold the idiots back? Well, again, you got to have some deterrence. But, yeah, I hope so. And, again, you got to – look, this is a fan base. You have to cooperate with this. Like, just make sure it happens fine, you know? Just make sure that it happens. And, you know, just a little bit of responsibility. That's not asking too much through all that. Anyway, when we come back, Tony Morrell, the Gamecocks ranked 13th in the country. The AP poll is out. Clemson 4th, Georgia 5th, South Carolina 13th. And we'll talk about that with Tony Morrell and expectations and how practice is going. They had a scrimmage. We'll get the latest. Hour number 3 kicks off right after this.